The period following the Second Punic War was marked by intense political maneuvering and the formation of strategic treaties that shaped the geopolitical landscape of the Mediterranean. Rome, having emerged as the dominant power, sought to consolidate its influence and prevent any resurgence of Carthaginian power. This was achieved through a combination of diplomacy, strategic alliances, and the imposition of punitive treaties on its adversaries. The Treaty of Zama, signed in 21 BCE, effectively ended the Second Punic War and imposed harsh terms on Carthage. Under the treaty, Carthage was forced to cede its territories in Spain to Rome, surrender its fleet, and pay a massive war indemnity. Additionally, Carthage was prohibited from waging war without Roman consent, significantly limiting its military and political autonomy. These terms ensured that Carthage could no longer pose a threat to Roman interests in the region. Rome also sought to secure its dominance through a series of alliances and treaties with other states. In the aftermath of the war, Rome formed alliances with several Greek city-states, leveraging its newfound power to influence the political dynamics of the Hellenistic world. The Roman Republic's support for these states was often framed as protection against Macedonian aggression, positioning Rome as a guarantor of stability and peace in the region. These alliances were formalized through treaties that outlined mutual defense obligations and secured Rome's strategic interests. One significant alliance was with the Kingdom of Numidia, located to the west of Carthage. The Numidian king, Masinissa, had supported Rome during the Second Punic War, and in return, Rome backed his territorial ambitions. The Treaty of Zama granted Masinissa significant lands at Carthage's expense, bolstering Numidia as a regional power and a loyal Roman ally. This alliance served as a buffer against any potential Carthaginian resurgence and further isolated Carthage politically and militarily. Rome's political maneuvering extended to the eastern Mediterranean as well. The Seleucid Empire, under King Antiochus III, posed a significant challenge to Roman interests. Antiochus sought to expand his influence in Greece and Asia Minor, leading to conflicts with Roman allies. In response, Rome engaged in a series of diplomatic efforts and military campaigns to counter Seleucid ambitions. The resulting Treaty of Apamea in 88 BCE forced Antiochus to abandon his claims in Asia Minor, reduce his navy, and pay a substantial indemnity, thereby curtailing Seleucid power and cementing Roman influence in the region. The formation of these treaties and alliances was not without internal political ramifications for Rome. The expansion of Roman power and the influx of wealth and territories led to debates within the Senate about the Republic's future direction. Factions emerged, with some advocating for continued expansion and others calling for consolidation and internal reform. These debates highlighted the growing complexities of Roman politics and foreshadowed the internal conflicts that would later challenge the stability of the Republic. The period of political maneuvering and treaties following the Second Punic War set the stage for Rome's transformation from a regional power to a burgeoning empire. The strategic alliances and punitive treaties not only secured Roman dominance, but also created a network of dependencies that would underpin Rome's imperial ambitions. This era of diplomatic and political activity was crucial in shaping the trajectory of the Roman Republic and the broader Mediterranean world.